talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers. This is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Is really the Joan of Arc. She's really the Joan of Arc of the Republican Party. She lost to Hageman, Harriet Hageman, by something like, I don't know, 30 points. That was predicted in the polls. But she gave a speech election night, last night, that was magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. And in that speech, she invoked the memory of Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, you know, the president elected in 1860, ultimately assassinated, stopped slavery in this country, and he reunited the North and the South. And she remembered him as a testament to political courage and, frankly, human courage. What's going to happen now? She said the fight will continue. She'll continue the fight. She said that she's not counted out now. And the truth is that she will continue the fight to stop the Trump cancer in the Republican Party and restore our democracy. Right now, it's very much a fight between that wing of the Republican Party, the traditional Republican Party, and the Democrats and the rest of the country, So stay tuned for Liz Cheney. You know, it was very sad at the very end. She couldn't even campaign without protection. Primary in Alaska, Lisa Murkowski was up. They have what's called ranked choice voting up there. The top four people advance to the general election in November, irrespective of party. Lisa Murkowski advanced, which is very good, but so did Kelly Shibaka, the Trump-endorsed candidate running against her. And we'll see what happens in November. The top four advance, and the way ranked choice voting works is that whoever gets the most votes, second most votes, third most votes, they just keep recalibrating the votes. The lowest performer gets tossed, their votes get recalibrated. And by that, I mean, whoever voted for them first must have voted for somebody else second, third, and fourth. And they keep scrambling it until somebody has a majority. And that's what's going to happen in November. The experts say that Lisa Murkowski has a shot at winning simply because when they recalibrate the votes, they're assuming that because she has a broader coalition, she'll get more second and third place votes than the others. I'm not so sure about that. I'm going to be a bit of a skeptic. I like Lisa Murkowski. It was very, very hard to get a Democrat in up in Alaska. But, you know, they had ranked choice voting in the race in New York for mayor. And the guy who won, he won in the first go around with the most first place votes, and he won with ranked choice voting. I'm not sure it makes all that much of a difference, quite frankly. They're not going to know in Alaska who got the most first place votes for another couple of weeks. They take a while to keep scrambling it. Or they'll know, but they're not going to release it for sure. So we'll see. But anyway, Lisa Murkowski is alive and is still going to be around in November. Sarah Palin was on the ballot up there. Sarah Palin was on two ballots, believe it or not, in one election. How is that possible? Sarah Palin was on a ballot for the special election to take over the seat of Don Young, who died a little while ago. And that election is only for a couple of months between now and November. And we don't know how she did in that one. We think she advanced. And then they're going to do ranked choice voting. And they're still scrambling. And they're not going to release the results till beginning of September. But she's also on the ballot for a seat in November. And that's the two-year seat, the regular seat. You'd think that whoever won the one now would also win the one for the full seat. That's not necessarily the case. It's possible. So stand by. Now, Sarah Palin had only two things going for her. She had name recognition, and she had Trump's endorsement. And the name recognition is, I think, the driving factor. If you go in there, whether you like her or not, and you see Sarah Palin, then three guys you never heard of before, you wonder, okay, what's going on here? What's going on here? Well, are you going to vote for one of the unknowns? Are you going to vote for one of the unknowns? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see up there. The lines are live. We can go to the lines. I cannot hear any sound. So therefore, Connor, Dick, I'm going to call on you, but you're going to have to talk to Connor and tell him your comment and tell him your question, whatever it is, and then he will text it to me, and then I will respond. So, Dick, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Well, this election was seen as a referendum on Trump's influence. And some people will say, well, because Sarah Palin, strike that, because Liz Cheney lost and Trump didn't like her and endorsed Harriet Hageman, her opponent. Harriet Hageman, by the way, is really a questionable individual. She had not only been a strong Liz Cheney supporter last time. In the 2020 primary, Liz Cheney got 73% of the vote. 73% of the vote. Harriet Hageman was one of her big supporters. And Harriet Hageman was not only a big supporter, but she was also a never Trumper. And she publicly insulted Trump. Harriet Hageman. Now, in return for a House seat, she's turned around and sucked up to Trump and attacked Liz Cheney. There's an ounce of character in that. And so everybody goes, oh, well, this is a referendum on Trump's influence. Well, you know, really, no, it's not. Do you realize that Wyoming went for Trump over Biden with over 70% for Trump? It's the reddest state in the union, redder than West Virginia, redder than Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, any of them. So what Trump does is he picks low-hanging fruit. He picks low-hanging fruit. What Trump does is he'll endorse people, for instance, who are so ahead in the polls, it's inevitable that they're going to win. Inevitable that they're going to win. He's done this in other states. Then he goes, oh, look at me. It is true that the Trump effect has had some influence. Remember this, there were 10 congressmen who voted to impeach him, and four of them didn't run for re-election because they thought they'd lose. And of the other six, now with Cheney's loss, four of them lost, and two of them squeaked in. One of them, a guy in California, where Trump did not get involved in the race, even though this guy had voted to impeach him. And the other one is in Alaska, where, strike that, not Alaska, that one was the state of Washington, just under Alaska. And there was a guy who is very, very well known locally and really well liked, and he barely squeaked in to a general election. So Trump has had an effect. He has had an effect. And it's undeniable that he's had an effect. And the truth is that we're going to see what happens in the general. if Lisa Murkowski wins the general in Alaska in November, that's a very, very good sign. And she'll do it through ranked choice voting. If she doesn't, this Kelly Shabaka is, I don't see how she's qualified to be in the Senate at all. But she will be a Trump slave, sort of like Carrie Lake of Arizona, like somebody like, I don't know, Kim Reynolds of Iowa, Kristi Noem of South Dakota, that kind of thing. That kind of thing. So we'll see. And then when it comes to Wyoming, it's a lost cause, as Harriet Hageman will undoubtedly win the general election. We will see. So if you talk about yesterday as somehow a referendum on Trump, so be it. But the jury's still out on that one. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news, my head's been wet with the midnight dew.